Dan Moore is the executive director of Ability First.
Ability First is really a one-of-a-kind human services organization. It provides safety net services and advocacy for persons with disabilities throughout the Big Bend area.
And Moore says there are a lot of people who rely on Ability First services.
There are literally over 50,000 people with disabilities who are eligible for or may call on us at any time from one of our programs and services that we provide. And with that kind of demand, we continually have needs that our local, state, and federal government funding cannot meet. That's why we're reaching out to the community with this fundraiser.
That fundraiser had been set for earlier this month until Irma came to town.
This is our new signature event, Viva La Fiesta. It's going to be at Goodwood Carriage House. It's going to feature themed appetizers and drinks. We're going to have a live and silent auction.
Moore says it will start at 6 Friday evening. The Paisley Cafe will cater, and the Maharaja Flamenco Trio will provide the music.
Tickets are on sale now at our website, abilityfirst.info, and I think it's going to be a great time for fun and friends of Ability First.
Fun stuff, although as Moore is quick to add, Viva La Fiesta is fun with a serious purpose.
It's ongoing private support that makes it possible for Ability First to provide many of the free services to the over 1,500 persons who call on us for assistance each year. In the past year, we've really seen a dramatic increase in the demand for home modifications and equipment for elderly persons with declining mobility. This is where I'm hoping the community can help us out.
And with Irma long gone, it would also be appropriate to describe the occasion as a post-hurricane party. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.